The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and I would force feed you Devon.
McMeg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Quivo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Oh, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win. Maddie, Megan, Creepo. What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. How are we today?
Feeling great. Ready to go.
Maddie, you look tired.
Yeah.
You look tired.
The cat got you again, is it?
Yeah, so it woke me up at like 10 to 2 this morning, and it just kept me up consistently. Like, I'd get back to sleep for 10 or 15 minutes, and then... Terrible.
Oh, God, I don't know what you can do about that cat. Just wait it out, I guess, till it's a bit older.
It's its teenage years.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just full of hormones and running wild.
I was thinking about this the other day, right?
Yeah.
It's in its teenage years. Imagine being a real parent.
Well, yeah. That's all
how you would be dealing right now.
That's all to play for ahead, Maddie.
Yeah, we'll see. How was your night, guys? Meg, you spent your afternoon at Costco.
I did again. Every single aisle, up and
you're
down.
Obsessed.
You're loving
this
it.
This wasn't
aren't
my
you?
Choice, though. My in-laws wanted to go, and they hadn't been yet. So,
do you have to like chaperone them in on your membership
no,
card?
No, they got their own membership.
Oh, that's good. At least you won't be there every time they need to go.
That's
now.
That's true. My sister is going today for the first time. It's her birthday. So happy birthday if she's listening.
What a way to spend your birthday!
Yeah, she's excited. She's like genuinely excited to go to Costco. That's her Christmas birthday present is actually a Costco membership.
What?
That's what she's getting.
From you?
No, from my mum. She already knows about it, so it's not really a surprise.
Do you have a secret gift for her that she doesn't know about
no,
yet?
No, I got her a 10-pack of Jimmy and Cola on the weekend. That was her birthday present.
Is that the standard of gift between you guys?
Pretty much. Bottle of vodka for me, bottle of bourbon for her.
That keeps it simple,
don't
I guess.
You love that? A Costco membership. Yeah. 10-pack of Jim Beam and Cola. I love that. Jackson, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm feeling fresh, actually. Better than I was yesterday.
Nice one.
Oh, yes. What's that? A 3-day recovery for you?
Yeah. Look, I just can't drink like I used to be able to.
That's true.
What did you do last night?
I had dinner with some cousins and my mum, which was really nice.
Oh, Chef Jackson was
no,
in the house.
Well, look, we say that. No. I'm not going to claim that, actually, because my family will come for me.
What kind of chef are you? Are you a Nigella Lawson? Like overly sexual when cooking, like, a Gordon Ramsay or a Jamie Oliver.
I like to talk like this and put my stuff in the microwave.
And why do you keep dipping your fingers in the sauce, Nigella? Like, just stop it. Use a spoon. You got plenty of them and someone to wash them up.
Jess, good morning.
Good morning. Just had this vision of Jackson cooking like that. It's quite good.
You're welcome.
Are you into it?
No.
Just
funny.
Okay, fair enough.
Sorry, Jackson.
You've got your dog in here today as well, which is cool.
Running around, little dog. Running around and wants to be a part of everything.
I love the awkwardness at the start when Meg kept calling it a girl dog.
Oh,
and it's
sorry.
Really
I know,
a
it's
guy.
Like, which I thought you said she was a girl.
I thought the name might have.
You know what? I'm not going to assume anyone's gender. Actually, no, I did. Sorry.
Right up and first thing you did this morning. But hey, we're ready to get in, right?
I corrected myself eventually.
Hey, that's true.
You
all good.
You got a follower on Instagram out of me. It's fine.
There you go.
It's like, you know, when you meet a little baby for the first time.
Oh, you never know.
Same level.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a cute baby. Giving no information.
Hey, lads vs. lasses is coming up next. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. The guys, you're trailing 77 to the lasses 86.
Oh,
sorry.
I've got work to do. Come on, guys. Come on, lads.
If you want to play 13:10:09, we have 4 in-season tickets to Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City at Event Cinemas up for grabs. So if you want to play, we need one guy, one girl. Right now, 13:10:09.
I've given up. We're too far off now.
What are you talking about, Matty?
We're 9 away.
Yeah, that's totally achievable.
Nearly 2 weeks.
That's totally achievable.
The Novos.
Lads.
Versus lasses.
You know what? I'm going to send some good vibes to the guys today because you need it. 77 to 86. What is going on? The guy yesterday hung up.
Yeah, that's true. Like, that was a bit weird.
He just absolutely gave up. We've got 4 in-season tickets to Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City at Event Cinemas up for grabs. See Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City from December 9th.
It is rated R.
It
Jeez.
Is. Ooh.
You know, if you like a gory movie,
this is for you. Come
on,
lads.
It's either gore or something else.
All right, let's.
Oh, we still need a guy, don't we?
Yeah, 131009. Let's go to our last first up. Her name is Simone from Woodbury. She's a disability support worker.
Hooray!
So she's never called the station before and is a little bit nervous. She loves camping with the family and she has set her house alarm off. She's nervous talking to Jackson, super nice lady. Oh, hello, Simone. How are you?
Thank you.
Oh, Jack. When Jackson says you're a super nice lady, we know you are. How's your morning?
Not too bad. Just on my way to work now.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, let's get into your questions. The more you get right, closer you are to the tickets. Number one, which car company makes the Silverado Ute?
Right. Holden.
No. Chevrolet. Question two, multiple choice. Which season is it better to top dress your lawn in? Is it A, late spring, B, late winter, C, anytime, or D, autumn?
Late spring.
Yes, correct.
Well
good
done.
Job. Question number three, which sport is Shane Van Gisbergen famous for?
Cricket.
No. Motor racing. Hey, one on the board, yeah, not too
still
bad.
Still win with one.
That's so true.
People and have won with less.
See, that's a good lesson. Don't be nervous. It's very easy, right, this whole radio thing. All right, it's time to meet Daniel. He's from Wallsend, drives a Nissan, and his dream celeb date is Mila Kunis. Also hates politics. You love the Kunis, do you?
I do, mate, yeah.
She is absolutely stunning. Like, that is one woman I am very jealous of. Not to mention the Ashton Kutcher thing.
Hey, Daniel, do you look like the Kutch?
Unfortunately, I do not.
Oh, do you have all his wealth? Like, were you an early investor in Uber and stuff?
No, I was pretty young for that.
Oh, yeah, fair enough, fair enough. Hey, let's get into your questions. First one for you. Here we go. Which beauty brand makes the Sky High range of mascara? Sky High.
L'Oreal Palace.
Incorrect. It's Maybelline.
Such a guy's answer.
I know. I would have no idea on that one either. All right, two. Multiple choice.
Olaplex.
Olaplex Hair Perfector is a type of what? Is it A, shampoo, B, hairspray, or C, treatment?
Hairspray.
It's a treatment.
Meg, I thought you were giving the guys a break with your questions today.
These are easy.
Throwing it to the bone, you know.
All right, number three. Oh, what flavour liqueur is limoncello?
Lemon?
That is correct.
That's right.
Which means...
You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
Alrighty, here we go. Now, you get a toss of the coin here, Daniel, for the win. You guys are tied. Heads or tails?
Tails.
Alright.
Flip that coin, Kriba.
Here we go. It's come up heads. Oh. Get on, catch a break!
Sorry, fellas.
Simone, you're a winner today. Congratulations.
Well done, mate.
Now, did you find, you know, ringing up and everything easier than you thought?
I listen to the radio station all day when I'm in my car.
Oh, nice one. Well, hey.
Call more often.
Thanks for listening. And yeah, hang out with us anytime. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Simone. Hey, guys, obviously coming into Christmas, there's a lot of worry out there about presents not arriving on time, especially due to all of these delivery delays and whatnot.
The shipping thing,
it's not just in Australia. It's happening worldwide, especially over in the States. Now, I'm going to tell you why we think some of these delays are happening. An Amazon driver has been caught doing something rather untoward during his delivery run.
Oh.
Now, you won't believe what it is, and I'm going to tell you in minutes, but let me tell you.
Is he having too many smoke breaks? What's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
Too many smoke breaks. All right.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
The Novos. Christmas coming up, and due to COVID, packages are taking longer and longer, it seems. Now, Creva, you send a lot of mail with your side business.
Yeah.
Are you finding it's taking much longer than, say, a year or two ago?
For sure. So, just last week, I had, like, a courier was supposed to pick up a package from the front porch sort of thing, and they kept pushing the pickup date. So the day would come and they'd be like, sorry, too busy, couldn't make it. It was a whole week before they even picked it up. And then, of course, there's the whole, it has to get across the country. So that's taking up to 2 weeks as well.
Oh, what a pain. Well, it's happening all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single country is suffering. Now, especially over in the United States, where people are waiting up to 6 weeks longer than usual for their packages. Now, there's a lot of theories as to why there's been so many delays, you know, shortages of drivers, blah, blah. Blah, blah. Anyway, this guy's waiting for a package over in Florida, and the Amazon van pulls up outside of his house. And he's like, oh, finally, it's here after all of this time. Really interesting. This video has gone viral on TikTok. The back door's opened of the truck, and then a woman hops out of the back with a little black dress on, shoes in hand, head down. Runs
hair,
off
hair disheveled?
Shame. Yeah, followed by the guy in his Amazon delivery outfit.
Oh, my God. So they've been leaning up against the bubble wrap, doing some popping, if you will.
I'm not saying that. They could have just been having a picnic or something in the
back.
They
could have been playing Twister, you don't know.
They could have been doing that. I love the comments online about this. I think this is the real star of this story. One guy, quite decent, says, she's got that Prime Plus membership. Another guy says, delivery available in 3 to 4 business minutes.
Oh, I hope that guy doesn't read that comment.
Lady Luck 246 says, so Amazon drivers are the new milkmen.
Wow, yeah. A bit of an old school throwback comment, but for sure.
Henry says he was just showing her his package.
Here, let me show you my delivery route. Way they go.
There are so many different
options. Oh, my God.
Now, I love how we've just jumped to this conclusion that this is what's happening in the back of the van.
If you're stepping out of the back of the van, shoes in hand, hair disheveled.
In a little black dress.
Maybe you were dancing. That's why the van was shaking back and forth.
I've got the video here for you guys. Check this out.
Yeah.
The door opens. You can see his blue vest.
Oh, the very careful
way
jump.
You go, lady.
And she just walks off. See you later.
I don't know. I've never seen the appeal of that kind of activity in a vehicle.
Well, no, I get that. Interesting, though, apparently in the back of these Amazon Prime delivery vans over in the States, there's cameras.
Really?
Oh.
So somewhere in some delivery headquarters, there is footage.
Could he not wait?
Well, that's a great question. Maybe it was a fantasy, though. You know, maybe they're into it.
Doing it at work.
That's right. Yeah. In the uniform. In the sweaty
maybe
uniform.
Maybe she likes a man in uniform. Right. What do we know?
It's so possible.
Amazon man. Think of this when you're waiting for a package. Just keep it in mind. Yeah. You never know. Yeah. Thankfully, most people here, you know, the posties are on little trikes.
I was going to say, it's not going to really work on the back of one of those
electric trike bicycle things. Oh, roll down the rain shade. The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Creevo.
Maddie, Meg and Creevo.
What a way to start the day.
Novos.
Let's go.
So I've been reading the story about this student over in New York City. So she's in her early 20s, but she's been acting or pretending to be the partner of this eccentric billionaire. And she's been going into, like, view all these, like, most luxurious properties in New York and doing, like, photography sort of projects out of there because they're like, oh, you can do whatever you want. She just acts like this eccentric artist person. And then she's been using this same, like, identity to get into all these luxe parties that are happening in New York as well.
That's so clever.
Because she's just in her 20s. Like, normally, just a student, she normally wouldn't be able to do or get into any of these situations. So, really cool. And I thought, look, this is a great story to launch into. How did you sneak into a party? Did you assume the identity of someone else, or did you just sweet talk your way in, like with the security, like, hey, how's it going, or whatever you've done? Because these stories are so cool.
It was interesting growing up when I lived in Sydney at the Cross. Man, the amount of times that I lined up for a club or a big party and the bouncers would just let the chicks in. Oh. Sometimes just being a chick allows you to access the party. A lot harder for guys to get into parties.
Well, not even just that. There was a pub in Hamilton at one point, and my best mate and I, we'd get off the bus to go, and we'd walk down the street to go to in particular club, but we'd stop off there so we could actually go to the bathroom. They let us girls in. They wouldn't let him in to use the bathroom. They let us in, though. So you're onto something.
That's definitely happened. But let's do this next. 131009. How did you sneak into the party or the event? Of course, everyone that gets on air this week goes into the draw for prize of the week, which is 4 tickets to our progressive dinner out at Wall's End. It's 3 pubs, 4-course dinner, you know, bubbles, canapes, the whole beers as well.
And you're
the
missing
whole thing.
The most important part of this.
It's at Wall's
hosted
End.
Hosted by you.
Oh, yes, that too. Yeah, so come hang out with me. It's going to be a great night. But yeah, 4 tickets to this thing, worth over $300.
All right.
So if you got a great story, 131009.
The Novos.
131009. How did you sneak into the party? Crevo, have you done it before?
Yes,
back
definitely.
In your uni days?
When I was traveling actually with a mate, we went to this place. We're in the, actually in the Philippines, and there was this club that we wanted to get into because everyone had talked about how good it was. We get there, there's a massive line, and I said, let's just try walking to the front with our passports and just like as ID and see if we can get in. It worked.
Oh, wow.
We just walked to the front of the line. I said, pretend like we're someone.
The old line cutter. Do you know
and
what?
They believed it.
They believed it. I couldn't believe it at the time. We thought, oh my God, how good are we? But I don't know what happened. We just got in.
Do you know where it happens a lot as well? Any festivals.
Yeah, definitely.
I remember a couple of years ago at Wickham Park. I was there. Man, the amount of people that were sneaking into that thing over the fence. Crazy.
Yeah, definitely happens along the journey.
Do you know who else was really good at that? Remember Jerry Halliwell? Snuck into the hotel duffel bag.
That was legendary, that.
Yeah.
In the old inside the bag.
Hey, Chris, when did you sneak into the party?
Oh, this was about 10 years ago, but I was lining up to Fanny's. I think they've changed the name to Argyle now.
Yeah.
I was lining up to Fanny's, and I was a bit low on funds. I heard someone say in the line, if you get to the front of the line and say you're at the with the King Street staff party, you've gone in for free.
I love that.
So I made my way to the front of the line. They slapped a bracelet on me, and they said, free drinks out the back, no questions.
Oh.
Well, challenge accepted. I went back and I drank myself silly.
Wow. Did you run into any awkwardness out with the other staff there, though, that didn't recognise you?
Yeah, so I was sitting at the bar and I was drinking with this bloke. We'd had a couple of drinks together, a couple of rum and cokes.
Yeah.
And then he was asking me where I worked, and I was just trying to, like, bluff it. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm new. I just with the bar staff. It's my first week. He turned to me and he goes, oh, yeah, no worries. I'm your boss, you know that? I was like, oh, right, eh? Anyways, we got to talking, and it turns out he knew my mum.
Oh, no.
As we were talking, the manager come over and realised that I didn't work there, and then she ripped me bracelet off and kicked me out.
Oh.
And this was at the back part of Fanny's, like, where they had the back part blocked off for the party.
Yeah.
Hey,
so
Chris.
Straight after that, the party was over, and then they opened it back up to the public.
Can I ask, did you go to King Street afterwards?
Oh, well, hold up. So about 10 minutes later, I was walking back past Greg, like the owner of King Street, and a fight broke out, and I broke it up, and then he offered me a job at King Street.
No way!
What a great story! That's unreal! Oh,
I ended up working at King Street for like two, three years.
That's incredible!
Oh my God, what a great story, man.
That was meant to be.
Yeah.
That was meant to
be. Right place, right time.
Wow.
Totally.
Did it ever come up again that you snuck into their party?
Yeah, he brought it up a couple of times. He bought me a ticket up to Splendor in the Grass and went on a few staff parties and that, and it got brought up. It was a bit of a laugh.
Happy days.
I want to work
what
King
a great
Street.
Story.
No, how cool.
Thanks, Chris.
So good.
That's perfect. what a legend.
I love
possible
that.
Possible caller of the week, that one.
Yeah, definitely in the draw,
awesome
for sure.
Sorry, Meg.
Yeah, so Jessica Powell, we've been watching her on Big Brother VIP at the moment. She revealed, like, on the first day that she was getting some certain text messages from Shane Warne.
That's right.
We were all intrigued about what it's all about. She's released some screenshots of the text messages
Isn't
between her
he
and Warne.
The king of sliding into
sleaziness.
DMs.
You would think he would learn. Make a phone call, mate.
A couple of WhatsApp messages, like voice messages or something.
Go there, right, Meg?
No, can't stand him.
As if Warne hits you up.
Can't stand him.
Hey, Megsy Sparkles, I've heard all about you. Like, you're so sexy. Come on over.
First of all, he's probably not going to say that unless there's a few wines involved. Second of all, no. I can't. He's one of those people I just can't stand for no in particular reason.
Is it the advanced
reason.
Hair ads that killed it for you? Or
was
I just
his
think
handling
his overall
of the
arrogance
balls.
And I couldn't live up to Liz Hurley.
Hey, even Liz Hurley, one of the most beautiful women in the world, fell for Warne.
Why?
Well, that's the question. No one will know.
Hey, the Novos.
We're talking Warne and Big Brother Meg.
Think you know my game? Think again.
The goss that has been coming out on Big Brother VIP, it's been good. We had Omarosa giving or some form of goss on Donald Trump. We had Caitlyn Jenner with Kim Kardashian's wedding. But I think everyone's more concerned about Jessica and Warne.
Yeah,
so the text messages between these two, would they hook up? Would they become a couple? Who knows?
See, he's so famous
for
the whole text message situation. Even since the old Nokia days, he's been slipping the old text to various famous, beautiful women along the way.
He should be sponsored by Vodafone or something
he
like
loves
that.
A large-breasted blonde woman.
He does. Mm. And, well, Jessica
it's
Power.
His specialty.
Let's have a look. Well, the thing is, apparently, they...
Let's have a look.
They were meant to get together by just having lunch together. He's like, do you want to have some lunch after I finish a poker tournament? She's like, oh, yeah, that's all right. And then he turns around and goes, oh, I'm going to be late from the poker tournament. How about I just give you my hotel key?
Oh,
and she's like, oh, this is not where I'm at with my life as a person. I'm not just ready to go to a hotel room because I don't really know you.
Oh, my God.
Right?
So she shut him down pretty strongly.
She shut
there.
Him down quite hard. Anyway, the next text message from Warne, what are you doing now?
Oh, so he's not given up just
right?
yet.
That was like on, by the looks of it, a Saturday. Then Monday, I leave in the morning for Sydney and then Wednesday, she hasn't responded to any of this. I'm coming back to the coast after this Sydney shoot for 10 days. Melbourne's extended the lockdown. Let's catch up. No response.
So she, at this point, is totally over
blazing him,
testing
right?
ways.
Basically, but he doesn't get over it.
Yeah,
he
he's not
get
done
over
yet.
It. Friday turns around. Boo! What's on this afternoon? Right? This is Friday. She responds on Tuesday.
Oh, so the whole
you
weekend.
You blocked this contact.
Oh, wow. So she's sick. He's become a pest to her.
He's become a pest. She said, nah, I'm done. Blocked.
I think she said as well, I was watching the show and she was like, hey, what about your son? More age appropriate.
Oh. Well, how old would he be? Like,
I think
Warne's like 60.
No, he's not.
He looks like a 60-year-old.
Warne's son, though, that's what I'm interested in.
Oh, Warne's son.
Shane Warne is 52.
Oh, close enough.
Jackson Warne, I think his name is.
You've never looked up that name before in your life, have you, Matty?
No.
Is he a good-looking rooster, Warne's son?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, of course, you're going to pick the son over one.
Oh, that's true.
Like, he's young.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's muscly.
Yeah.
Warne's had his day.
Oh,
his
day. He is in good shape.
I've got a feeling that his son might do the disappearing text message rather than the ones that stay.
He's
getting into a lot of trouble.
Warne's son could be...
He's 23.
On a 90s boy band cover.
He's too young for me then. That's 9 years younger.
Well, how old's Jess Power?
I should be pushing 30, maybe.
Early 30s, maybe.
Can I just say, watching Big Brother this year, she is such a sweet girl.
She
People
is.
Misjudged her.
I think I did, because I didn't really watch Mass. I just saw, like, the highlights, if you will.
27.
And I thought she might have been a bit of a cow.
She's such a sweetheart.
We spoke to her a couple of weeks ago. She was beautiful.
Yeah. See, I think they cast her as one of the villains in Maths.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they just cut it however, whatever works. But then you see how she's acting on there. Totally different.
Oh, look, if she thinks it'll... you know, advance her life in any way. Hook up with Warnie, Jess.
Oh, is that what you suggest?
Haven't she met a lovely fella over in the UK? Is that what she was saying?
Yeah. No, didn't she say she was single? Anyway,
she's on a dating show in the UK, time. So you never know.
That's true.
Hopefully really Warnie doesn't end up on that dating show.
Definitely wouldn't.
Hey,
the Sun,
big
maybe.
Star like Warnie, you never know.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at the pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Your name is Little.
Call in.
And let me tell you
when.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Guys, it's been 1 week of reuniting with my friends and I'm already a bit exhausted, I'm not going to lie, the whole thing. One of my other great friends, his name is Lee. It's his birthday on Thursday. Now, a few months ago in lockdown, he organised a weekend away on the Central Coast at Copacabana. So he won this beautiful holiday apartment on Instagram, this competition.
How great.
This big giveaway. On the day, it's going to be massive. He's got, like, paint and sip plans, chefs coming in to do the cooking. He's, like, providing all the food and alcohol.
Very luxe.
It's going to be great. So that's Saturday week. So okay. We're off to that.
Full weekend of activities.
It is his birthday on Thursday, though. And I thought, man, there's a little bit of a telling sign that this is going to roll into something far bigger. He messaged me on Sunday and said, are you ready for the Fortnite of Lee?
The fortnight.
That's a
fortnight
bit self-indulgent.
Of late. Well,
even people who do a birthday week, I'm a little bit skeptical of.
Birthday week when you're turning like 30, 40, 50, something like
maybe,
that.
Maybe. Even then.
Tell me what you think. Mm. Do you think these diva demands are intense? So he's going out for dinner on Thursday on his birthday with one friend, and he said to all of our friendship group, guys, I'm having a lunch this weekend in Sydney a week before the big stay at the apartment. So we're all like, look, happy to hang out, but we have to... I kind of said, oh, I don't think I'll come to that one. Wasn't happy with that. So I felt pressured into going to this Sydney thing on the weekend. And then, obviously, the following week, we'll be going to the apartment. Now...
It's like his Madonna.
13:10:09, what we're after this morning, the diva demands you've encountered over the years, like whether it be a birthday, a wedding, anything like that, I think it's a bit much.
It is definitely a bit much. So, another one that's a classic is, like, bridezillas.
Yes.
You must be wearing this dress. You must do this. You must turn up on this day for the dress fitting. You're not even getting married. Why are you even there?
Diva demands. A bit full on. Full disclosure, though, I feel quite bad talking about this now because last night he messaged me and he goes, hey, I've got all of these extra Amex points that I need to use by a certain date on a hotel stay. So... He got me a hotel for this weekend, which is nice.
That is very generous.
It is nice, but you kind of didn't have any intention on going. This is the bribery for you to go.
That's true. I'll get him a
now you have to go. You don't have a choice in the matter.
No, well, I definitely don't now. Very sweet of him.
That is nice.
But, yeah, the very diva-like. Like, Mariah, hello?
It's a full two-week event. You will all be there, subjects.
Your worst diva demands stories.
The Novos.
Diva demands here on 13:10:09. Yeah, my best friend is having a birthday fortnight. The fortnight of Lee, he's calling it. Which is interesting. Yeah, like I said before, got an event this weekend in Sydney, followed by a whole weekend away with a whole friendship group on the Central Coast. Now, when we go there on that day, he's dictated everything we're doing for the 48 hours that we're there. So he's a vegan. We can only eat vegan food. So
he's a
vegan chef is coming in. I'm okay with that, I guess. We have to paint a beach for his paint and sip session because he wants us all to paint beaches.
What the hell?
But I thought, man, a little bit diva-like. Yeah. Like, it's fun. We haven't done anything for ages, but, you know. Yeah.
And he's paying for everything, right?
Yeah. So what can you really say?
It's a friend of mine in Perth, actually. She's 30 now. Every year for her birthday, she does a photo shoot with all of her gifts.
Oh, no.
All of her, like, presents, the all that kind of stuff.
Really?
And then she unwraps it and shows it off. And there's, like, $2,000 to $3,000 worth of gifts there every single year.
What the hell? Who's giving them all?
I think it's her parents. It makes me go, okay, someone might be a little bit spoiled there, babe.
That's crazy. What a crazy story.
Hey, do you know what? If you're bold enough to make a diva demand, I'm into it. Like, it takes real balls to get in there and
yeah,
say
true.
Exactly what you want.
Yeah.
Going to Kate first at Warners Bay. Hey, Kate, how are you?
Hi, guys. Good.
Hey, tell us about your diva demands and when you've encountered them.
So I have a birthday month every year.
A month?
And a month, a whole month about me.
That's
but
cool.
I also give everyone in my family a birthday month.
Oh, so it's not just you, it's everyone else as well. So what's involved in your birthday month?
So every day you get a present.
Every day?
Oh.
Every day you get a present.
Wow.
And then every weekend you get to choose what we do every day.
Oh, my
wow.
God. So, just a question. How many in your family, Kate?
So, I've got a husband and two kids.
So, the 4 months of the year, you guys are on birthday month. Isn't that exhausting?
No, we love celebrating each other.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Hey, look, you've made it work for you. That's great.
Yeah.
So, is it it must be such an expensive exercise. How much are you dropping each year on birthdays?
Like 40K?
Yeah, probably around that, but it's worth it. Like
40K.
I just picked that number out of the air. Did you mishear me as $4,000?
No, we spend a fair bit on each other.
Yeah, look.
Yeah.
My husband turned 30 this year, and he got 30 presents on his birthday as well as a birthday month. So.
Oh. Lucky man.
I'm so fascinated.
Sorry, can you adopt me?
Hey, 30 presents. Are they all of, like, quite large value, or do you sort of mix it up?
Mix it up a bit.
So there's a couple of $2 Kmart presents in there amongst
just,
the good stuff.
So we can imagine it. Give us the cheapest gift, the middle of the range gift, and the most expensive gift out of the 30.
All right, so the least expensive was about $10 on face cream.
Yeah.
Yep.
Middle gift would have been a Garmin watch.
Ooh.
And the most expensive was a holiday.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, I think you've taken the cake.
I think 40K. So. Hey, Gabby.
Hey, guys.
Hey, let us know your diva demands.
Oh, this was my best friend at the time. He threw his birthday party. It wasn't even his birthday. On the same day that my partner got back from sea after he'd been away for 2 months.
Oh, that's a bit
And
much.
Then he said, the worst thing was that he said, you can't bring your partner because whenever he's there, you just pay him attention and I want you to give me all your attention.
Well, ooh, I mean, that's
quite the demand.
That is quite full on.
Did you go?
I did, but we weren't friends for much longer afterwards.
It was a high and by.
I wonder why with someone with that much, you know, high demands.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's full on.
Weird.
All the attention on me. Thank you, Gabby. Appreciate
very much a wedding kind of vibe.
Absolutely. I'm still, like, floored by Kate.
So am I.
Wow.
All the money.
Carmen,
that's crazy. Hey, we're doing Love It or Loathe It up next, and I've got to talk about this whole Leo DiCaprio versus Jeff Bezos situation. Have you guys heard about this?
I've not, no.
Oh, it's a full-on feud that has started. It's quite amazing.
This is a sentence I never thought I'd hear.
Well,
Leo versus Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. We'll get into it in just a minute.
The Novos.
Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. We're going to kick this off with Jeff Bezos. Love him or loathe him?
Three, two, one, go!
Loathe him.
No, you're against him?
Loathe him.
What? Why do you not like him?
You don't need that much money, bro.
Love him.
You're a fan, Matty.
He's okay. I mean, look, good on him.
Yeah, he's made
good
his
on
cash.
Him. He took some regular people up into space.
That's so true.
Of all the billionaires, I feel like he's the most humble.
Okay, if you're comparing him to, say, old mate from Tesla and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Bit more humble.
Yeah, I didn't like the whole, oh, thank you for all the Amazon workers who have helped get me to space when they're probably, like, underpaid. You hear about the conditions over in Amazon,
yeah,
over in the US.
Business.
Yeah, you're having fun at other people's
expense.
I don't like.
Do you just hate people who have lots of money?
No. I just don't like people who exploit other people.
Just him.
It sure sounds like it, Meg.
So, reason I bring this up is there's a pretty crazy, this little feud that started between him and Leo because they were at this like red carpet for a gala dinner.
Yeah.
And this, somebody filmed them and put this video on Twitter. So he started dating this lady called Lauren Sanchez. Do you know who she is? She's like this news anchor actress in America.
Is this Bezos dating her, is it?
Yeah. So he's, because obviously he split up with his wife a little while back.
Half his bank.
Yeah, that's right. He was still the richest man in the world for a bit there, even after that. But he started dating this Lauren Sanchez, and they're like together, and then she spots Leonardo DiCaprio also on the red carpet, and oh my God, you can tell, you can see the thirst in her eyes for Leo. It's like she's magnetized towards him. Bezos has obviously clocked this happening. Like,
what's going on?
What's going on? And they've started this like little Twitter feud going on.
Oh, let's hear it.
So, look, there's only a couple of things that have like gone on between them. But Bezos has posted this photo of like him looking real muscly because he's in quite good nick at the moment, leaning up against this like sign where it's like steep cliff, you may fall and die, danger, steep cliff, fatal drop. And he's like, hey, warning to you, Leo. He's also threatened to cancel his Amazon Prime membership, which I think could be more damaging. So look, there's a little bit of a friendly feud going on, but you can see in this video that's on Twitter how much she absolutely like adores Leo.
He's frothing over Leo.
Most women are obsessed with Leo, even though he's like channeling Jack Nicholson in his later years. you'd still go there
absolutely.
Do you know what I love about this story? Jeff Bezos, you look at him, right? One of the richest men on the planet in existence.
Yeah.
Still insecure that his missus is going to leave him.
For Leo.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you live in bloody Curry
yeah.
or you're Jeff Bezos. Like, you still worry about your missus finding another guy hot, right?
Absolutely. It's so funny because, like, in the video, they're literally arm in arm. Like, Bezos couldn't have her any closer, but still, she almost, like, is pulled away from him as she sees
the
Leo.
The force of Leo is too strong for Bezos.
It's like a big magnet. It's incredible.
I feel like we all have that movie with Leo DiCaprio that we see and that we picture him as.
Mm.
Like, it's still to the current day. Mine is Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, yes.
And we've all got that Leo movie.
I absolutely adored him in Wolf of Wall Street. I have zero attention span. That movie goes for 3 hours. I still watch it regularly. Love it.
Wow. There we go.
We get a life, man.
I know.
Also, or meet Leo.
Came out in, 2014? I've probably seen it at least 8 or 9 times.
Jeez.
I love it. I think it's so great.
Can I just talk about the money aspect of this whole thing right now?
Of course.
Yeah.
So Leo worth $260 million.
Yeah. Mm.
Old mate Jeff, $203 billion.
Mm.
Not even Leo could pull you away from that kind of money.
Yeah.
Well, almost. I reckon if Bezos wasn't there that night, I think she would have gone off with him. Look,
how long have they been together for?
Not that long. Okay. It's only a recent relationship.
He needs to get over like the 5-year mark, take half of his money.
Well, yeah.
Oh, 6-month mark, isn't it, technically?
I don't know. Well, I think he'd have good lawyers.
Wow, have you looked into that, mate?
Maybe once or twice.
Watch out, Josh. The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie, Meg, and Creeper.
Maddie, Meg, and Creeper.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Yeah, up next, guys, we are playing What's My Age Again. Basically, you call up 13109. We ask you a series of lifestyle questions. Combine those answers with the sound of your voice and try and guess your age. The closest, without going over, gets the point. So far, Maddie is on 25. I'm on 22. And Creevo, you're on 18. You've got some work to do, my friends.
I'm still a ways behind there.
Meg, no.
No?
I'm on 28, doll.
28, is it?
And I'm on 22.
Barely read that.
I'm on 22.
I wrote that. Well, look at 22. You.
Lads, you do it in lads versus lasses.
Excuse me?
Trying to take points away from us, and now you're doing it with this. It's terrible.
Well, at least you've got no hope in lads versus lasses. You might have some hope with this. 13109.
If the Novos. New FM. The Novos.
The Novos, what's my age again?
Yeah, basically, we're going to ask you a series of lifestyle questions. You basically have to fool us, if you will, with your voice. I will retract my earlier statement. Maddie is on 28. I am on 22, and Creevo.
No, you're on 25.
I keep writing the. You know what? You do it.
Okay. Meg, you're on 25. Maddie, you're on 28. I'm on 22.
There you go.
Very simple.
I can't edit my own stuff, apparently. I don't know how to do that. If you want to play 13109.
Hey, let's kick it off this morning with Jessica. Hey, Jess, how are you?
I'm good. How are you going?
Going well. All right, let's kick it off with question number one for you. What is your normal coffee order?
Oh, okay. Soy latte, two sweeteners, extra shot of coffee.
Do you know what? That's mine too.
There you go.
Spooky.
Okay, so next question. How many pets do you have?
None.
Okay,
I've got my... I think you are 26.
No, I'm going to say 34.
I'm saying 31.
Oh. All right. All wrong.
How old?
I'm 24.
Oh
no points.
We're all out.
No points.
You sound like a mature 24-year-old, Jessica.
Yeah, very
double shot
perfect
coffee.
Contestant. Thank you.
Fooled us.
Yes. All right, Danny, hello.
Good morning.
All right, do you think you can fool us, babe?
I'll do my best.
All right. First question then. Which social media app do you use the most?
Instagram.
Okay, next question for you. What was the last movie you watched?
Oh, that's a good question. I can't remember. I'm watching a Netflix series at the moment called Angela Black. Does that help?
Sure does.
We'll take that.
Okay, you are 53 years old, Danny.
Oh, my God.
42.
No, he's got it.
Oh!
Oh, my God. Maddie, you're...
Didn't even need to guess the rest of us. Wow.
What's my age again? Know. Genius. You're amazing. You're like a savant for this stuff, Maddie.
Thanks,
all right. time to meet Lachlan. How you doing this morning?
Good, yourself?
Really good. Hey. All right, first question for you. Do you prefer the beach or a swimming pool?
Oh, the beach.
Okay, what brand of toothpaste do you use, Lachlan?
I don't know, just Colgate, I guess.
All right, I'm going to go 24, 27.
Okay.
You know what? I had this number in my mind, so I'm going to use it. 26.
22.
No.
How old, man?
19.
Oh no. Oh. Hey, you fooled us. You've got a very deep, mature voice,
yeah.
Lachlan. Do you ever...
Hey, sorry.
I said you've got a very deep, mature voice. Do you ever get people saying that?
I have a couple of people, but...
Yeah. Oh, you fooled us.
Yeah.
Let's do that by now, I guess.
Yeah.
Good job. Thanks, man. You fooled us. Great contestants today.
Yeah, one point went to you. That's it.
I can't believe I got that. 53.
On the knocker.
What are the chances?
Wow.
One in maybe 100, I guess.
Something like that.
I don't think people 80 plus listening to
us. Wait, if you're going to put a figure on it, you're right.
Yeah.
1 in 100.
Roughly.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Creevo, you've got some big news that you're going to share on the show next, which
That's very exciting. It's equal parts terrifying and exciting.
Well, we know you're getting married, so that one's been ticked off.
No.
You're having a baby.
Not it. Oh. Also not it. This is real estate related.
I think Maddie was very excited about being Uncle Maddie there for like five seconds.
5 seconds. It's not that.
He ain't entrusting me with any kids.
Look, yeah, we're very, very excited about this. New property on the cards.
Ooh.
Typical millionaire mode. Because, you know, one's never enough.
The Novos.
Six. Now, I need to crank this, Crevo, because you just announced on the air that you have a brand new house.
Look, I don't know why my fiance and I have done this to ourselves, but hey, we've done it. We've purchased a new property. We don't get the keys for another 6-8 weeks or something, but it's a real fixer-upper. Oh my God, we've picked the most fixer-upper of fixer-uppers of all time. Okay. It needs so much work done to it.
Where is it?
It's out at Raymond Terrace. Okay. So, look, great little town, and it needs, we thought because we did up our place, renovated our place, we're expert renovators now, even though we did none of the work. I'm part scared, part frightened, terrified, and part excited.
Congratulations, because it is a huge achievement to buy a second property.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for
good
that.
Good job for that one.
Now, like, I've sent you some photos because some of the, let's call it, fixtures and fittings are a little bit terrifying,
now,
I've got to say.
It looks to me in one of the bedrooms you've got, are these built-in wood panel, like, wardrobes?
Absolutely. So think 1960s, 1970s.
I can smell it from here.
So, as part of the property report, because they go around, we got a guy to, you know, check to make sure it wasn't
structural and
white out ridden or whatever. He goes, look, some of the windows have been painted shut. So that's how long it's been since anyone got some ventilation through there.
I've got a couple of questions I need to answer.
Excellent, excellent.
So I'm looking at the lounge room right now. You know when you go to your grandparents' house, like, like grandparents of the day, their houses are still like quite current and up to date fashion-wise.
That's right.
You know when you go to your great-great-grandparents' house and they haven't changed any furniture in 50 years, this is pretty ugly decor. I'm not going to lie. The old velvet velour couch, brown in colour, two armchairs, the ugliest carpet I've ever seen. It looks like, I can't even explain
You've
it.
You've gone
it
to a pub
disgusting.
From the 70s and they haven't changed the carpet? That's the carpet in this house.
A very, very rundown country pub, a carpet from that.
My second question, did Berylyn, her husband, die sitting in the armchairs here in this house?
Look, the guy that has moved out...
Is it a dead estate?
He's moved to it. No, he has moved to a nursing home.
Oh,
so
there's that
element to it. But I'll tell you this. The photos make it look even better than it is.
Oh, no, that's
so
not good.
Like I said, it is the fixer-upper of all fixer-uppers. We have our work cut out for us.
Looking at the kitchen, can I see metal rims around the bench top?
Yes, you can. Absolutely, like that aluminium.
Is that a wooden or like vinyl bench top?
It's fake wood.
It's fake wood.
So that's got to go.
Oh.
There is a lot of work to do to it.
I found a surprising part of the kitchen that I wouldn't have expected.
Oh, yes.
Looking at the pictures. The magnets to put the knives on.
Oh, yeah,
that's
quite modern.
Modern
the magnetic knife strip. No. We might keep that.
To be fair, there isn't much bench space. Maybe that's the reason you put the knives on the wall there.
What are you gonna do full run out here?
Yeah, it needs a lot of work.
You know what?
Yeah.
It's a nice looking
all
house.
In good fun.
Just
it is
dated.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's just dated. It needs everything, you know, carpets, all that carpet's got to go. There is some timber underneath that, so we'll be nice polished floors afterwards.
Really nice.
To be fair, your bathroom doesn't look that bad.
The bathroom
looks quite
nice. Apparently was done in the last couple of years. Who's picking that colour? Someone mad.
Yeah.
I don't mind the bathroom.
Really?
Like, get rid of the lace curtains, but...
Oh. Yeah, well, that's got to go.
Like, the vanity's nice. The toilet's fairly modern.
Do you know what they've done?
the bathroom wasn't done in the last couple of years, Krivo. What they have done is replace, like, the 30 tiles in the shower.
That's about
it. The floor's the same. The
okay,
walls are the
when
same.
I say it's nice, in comparison to the rest of the house, let him have a win, Matt. Let
a
him
tiny
have a win.
Win. Look, I'm under no illusion that it needs a lot of work.
It looks like a house that an old man has lived in by himself.
It's exactly what it is. He lived there for a long time by himself, and he's moved out into a nursing home.
When it's renovated, how many bedrooms?
3 bedrooms.
Well, when it's renovated, let me know, because we're looking for a bigger house.
Well, hey, it's got a big yard.
There
you guys
go.
Want a big yard.
We want a big yard.
Would you rent Krivo's house?
Depending on how much you charge.
What would you charge me?
For, if that was renovated.
Once it's done up, we
three bedrooms.
We want $450.
Done.
Really?
Done.
Found a renter.
Yeah.
How good's that? This has gone way better than
I
expected.
To be fair, I don't know if my fiancé would like to move to Roma Terrace. I'm not too sure, but... We are looking for a bigger... Because we live in a one-bedroom.
It's 18 minutes to here.
That's longer than
Krivo, when he renovates, he notoriously takes forever because he sources everything himself on the cheap.
That's true. So it'll look good, though. Yeah. You've seen our place.
Your house is gorgeous.
A few years, he'll let you go.
We will have our own house by then.
Yeah, good job, man.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Cheers.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and it would force feed you, Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Krivo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you
when.
Maddie, Megan, Krivo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Guys, I am very excited. Over the weekend, I've been planting a certain seed in my fiancé's head for like the last probably 2 or 3 weeks that I want to go to Queensland for New Year's Eve this year. Because the borders, I think, open, like, what, 17th of December. My best friend lives in Queensland. I'm really excited. We haven't seen each other in nearly a year. And my fiancé has agreed... Well, not agreed. Not like he's stopping me.
You'd be manipulating
me. No, it's not like he's stopping me. But I'm, you know, going to go to Queensland for New Year's Eve to see my best friend.
Without him.
Without him. He's staying home.
Do you know what I just noticed with your body language as you were telling that story? You're looking at Krivo and I. You had your little pinky twirling your hair.
It's so true.
I may or may not have been looking at my engagement ring I've done this before.
Leave the old ball and chain at home by himself.
Well,
absolutely.
This is where the concerning part is, right? So New Year's Day is actually the anniversary of when we got engaged.
That's a non-anniversary.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, now, I felt a little bit bad, but at the same time, I've spent 3 or 4 months in lockdown with Josh. I love him. I haven't seen Tim in nearly a year.
Meg.
Yes.
Now, if I may just play the point of view of the fiance here, if Emmy went off for New Year's by herself for a holiday and left me at home, I would be so upset.
Mate.
Do you not have friends you can hang out with?
Do you know what this is? I'm sorry, Krivo. Insecure straight guys. Totally insecure. Live your life.
It's not that I'm insecure.
Stop hindering your loved one.
What are you hindering? I'm not insecure. Okay. I'm just saying you can't leave your partner behind for a holiday.
You can.
Surely. But the thing is, though, it's not just a holiday. It's I haven't seen this very important person in my life for nearly a year, and I finally have time off from work where I'm able to do this.
You do you, girl.
Yeah.
Independent woman.
I think you can't leave. Don't leave him behind on a holiday. Yeah. How ridiculous.
How about we put it out there then and see if I'm a very nasty fiancé for wanting to leave him on New Year's Eve? Because you're making me feel guilty.
Yeah, well, so you should. The poor guy. But he'll be here just having like a toasted cheese sandwich for dinner.
He's going to go out and he's going to get on it. And he'll FaceTime you at midnight. It'll be fine.
You'll be right. Go enjoy yourself.
You'll forget.
Mate.
You'll forget.
131009, is it okay for Meg to ditch her fiancé for New Year's Eve.
The Novos.
13:10:09 this morning. We're asking you, should Meg ditch her fiancé for New Year's Eve?
Yes, I haven't seen Tim in over a year, or nearly a year. Our last time was...
Your best friend, that is.
My best friend, Tim, sorry, yes. We haven't seen each other since, I think, like, end of December last year. Obviously, border closures. He's in Queensland. It's really hard. So I've convinced my fiancé to... I don't want to say let me go to Queensland because it sounds like he's controlling, but he's absolutely not. I just didn't want him to feel bad about me going to Queensland. And he said, yes, that's fine. You can go to Queensland, see Tim. It's all good. I forgot to add this little piece to the puzzle as well. I've even planted the seed of, if you want to pay for my flights for Christmas...
Oh, I'm all for this.
Because he doesn't know what to get me for Christmas. He never knows what to get me for Christmas.
You were just saying before that the New Year's Day is the anniversary of when you got engaged.
Yes.
Now, to me, that is a nothing holiday.
Yeah.
That's nothing to celebrate.
Does romance mean nothing to you, Maddie?
Do you know, not anymore. And let me tell you, do you know what? Who cares? Does anyone here really...
New Year's Eve.
You're not married yet.
No.
No, look, that's fair. But New Year's Eve, that's such a nice night to have together.
I can't stand needy partners.
Mm.
Needy, needy, clingy partners. Like, I'm sorry, just because you're in a relationship, even if you're engaged, it doesn't mean you have to give up your friends and your life. Leave them at home.
Okay, that's your point of view. I think you're wrong. Let's ask the callers.
Sharon, good morning.
Hey guys, Meg, just do it. Life's too short, and you know, he needs to learn to do man things while you're away. And if he needs a partner in crime, just tell him to ring me.
When you say do man things, he's probably going to go play Dungeons and Dragons that night. Sure. So is that a man thing?
Awesome. Just let him do it. He's got to let the apron strings go. Just do it, baby. Life's too short.
Sharon. Did you just offer to hang out with Meg's husband when she's away?
Yes. See, I don't hang out with girls. She's met me. She would know. You know.
Stay away, woman.
They're engaged, would you know?
I trust Sharon. I fully trust Sharon. She's not going to go there.
Yeah, that's
sisters
me.
Before misters.
That's it.
Wow, you're secure.
Yeah.
Overly.
I'm an old woman. I'm an old woman, mate.
Wow.
All right.
Do you feel a little bit like, you know, differently about the whole situation,
you know,
now that Sharon wants to hang out with
you? If he has someone to hang out with, I feel less guilty to go.
She seemed very defensive. Mm. I'm just saying that. Let's go to Nicole. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Really good. So tell us, do you think Meg should jet off and leave her poor fiancé behind eating tin spaghetti by his lonesome in his room?
Totally. I'd be off like a drop of a hat.
Gone.
Nicole.
Planned something to do and hasn't even told her.
Have you done something like this before?
Not without permission. Oh, well, not permission.
Permission. Yeah.
But I do go to Sydney to play sport and I pretend my phone dies so my husband can't call me.
Sorry, my phone's dead. Why are you still online?
So whipped by your man. Shouldn't it be the other way around?
No.
Like, you know what, Nicole? You have to go. It's not like you're going out for drinks with the girls at Darling Harbour and Sydney. You've got to play a sport and you have to turn your phone
off. Sometimes
on.
You feel like you're offending them if you don't respond.
Exactly. But he rings like 20 times on the way down there and I'm
with
it.
Oh, that's a bit much.
Have you guys been together for a long time?
Yeah, we've been married for 21 years.
What's he calling so much about, actually? What?
I let the cat out to go to the bathroom.
He wants to know if I know where something is, or he just wants to talk because he misses me.
Oh, so he's a clueless man, basically, is what you're saying.
Pretty much, yeah.
And he misses you. That is cute.
Yeah.
That is cute.
All right, hey, Paris, should I jet off to Queensland or no?
Usually I'd agree with Crevo, but you've been in lockdown. You've been together for so long. I think you need some you time.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And doesn't time away make the heart grow fonder?
There you go. I think Pink sang about that. Leave me alone long enough so I can miss you.
Well, Paris, your team Meg on this one. So this is, I think most people have said jet off, haven't they?
Mm.
And leave.
We've just received a message from a guy called Josh, not on Insta.
No,
not your man.
No.
Just on the topic of Meg going away on holidays, my partner is away in Byron at the moment and I'm over the tin spaghetti and snag sandwiches. Don't go!
You know what, Joshua? That's what Uber Eats is for, babe.
Yeah, absolutely. Go order Domino's, Josh. What are you doing, bro?
He misses his lovely lady. What's wrong with that?
How about you go to Byron and maybe surprise her?
Oh, now that's a great idea.
Oh, no, no, no. Pretend I didn't know them. I say, who are you?
Knock on the door.
What was it do when Nicole did turn the phone off so he can't find you?
Don't follow me. Jackson's up next. Jackson, where do you sit on the whole thing?
Well, I don't think she should go. I think you should only go away from your partner for work, but I'm very clingy, Meg, so, I mean, you
didn't
do you.
Didn't you say in Newcastle last night?
For work.
No, you were having dinner with your family. Don't lie.
Yeah, so I don't have to. Do you want me to drive tired on the freeway? Meg, don't be a bad influence.
Thanks, Jackson. Don't be a bad
fiance either and leave him on New Year's. Rude.
What's the gossip?
Well, you're not invited.
You've lost my support. What's the gossip? Let's talk about Meghan Markle. Also, too, Will Smith. He's opening up to Oprah of all people. Ugh, about his marriage. I'll play you the audio.
The Novos.
Ken, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Jackson, hello.
Good morning.
News on Meghan Markle.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've heard, but she's been lobbying for paid leave over in the United States, and she's been using her Duchess of Sussex title to do so, and apparently the palace is, like, up in arms. But do you know what? I think she should be able to exploit that title even if she doesn't want to use it all the time, because she gets exploited left, right and centre from the palace, from her family. I mean, did you hear Thomas Markle Jr.'s final letter to her last night?
I watched it on Big Brother VIP.
If you did miss it, I do have the audio.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, let's take a listen.
The last several years of my life, I have grown and learned a lot more of myself. And I must say that what I did to you with that letter is quite possibly the biggest mistake of my life. I truly hope you and Harry can find it in your hearts somehow to accept my sincere apology, because this is the real Tom Markle Jr. I truly love you guys, and I want you to know that about me. I wish you, Meghan, and Harry, Archie, and Lily the happiest, most loving life possible. Sincerely, your big brother, Tom.
Oh my God.
So full of it.
He's just trying to get sympathy. By the way, I had to edit that so much. It sounded like a kindergarten reading class.
I can smell the BS from here.
Do you know was so funny? One of the challenges for Thomas was to write a follow-up letter to Meghan. So Big Brother set the task.
Oh, hilarious.
They're just trying to milk whatever they can.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Caitlyn Jenner left last night. Sorry if you haven't watched it.
But is Caitlyn gone now?
Caitlyn's gone.
Yeah.
But just, do you know what? They get the headlines. They don't want to pay them anymore. See you later.
I thought the rumor was Caitlyn left after day two.
No, it was a week.
It was a week. Okay.
Caitlyn should never have been allowed in. Did you see the horrific photos of her flicking her ciggy butts over the...
Yes.
Disgusting.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, just one of the worst Jenners. I'm a fan of the Kardashians, but not Caitlyn Jenner. Oh, my God.
Tom Markle. I can see why she doesn't want to talk to him. He's just embarrassing.
Our whole family is
sleazy.
Very embarrassing.
Big bunch of turds. Anyway, moving on to Will Smith and Oprah, because he's dropped some like juicy details about the relationship that is him and Jada Pinkett Smith. Because do you know how everyone's like, are you together? Are you not? Are you like, what's going on? So this is it.
Does that mean you all can have other partners, but you just have to be respectful with each other?
So people only think in terms of sex. People are trying to put something on it. Will and Jada, what they doing with other people?
Yeah.
Right? Will and Jada ain't really doing too much of nothing.
So, like, he didn't really answer the question, but apparently he goes on to say, and I didn't want to pay for it to get the audio, so I'm so sorry, you're just going to get a quote, that he's not satisfied by her, and that's why they have an open relationship.
Oh!
Because they're comfortable in each other's, like, company.
God.
But the exact quote is, she can't fill his hole. That's like a direct quote.
Who can't fill whose hole? Sorry. Like,
the hole that is in his heart or something. It's an odd quote.
Interesting.
But
if I heard that from my partner, you just don't fulfill me that way. Yeah. I'd be shattered.
So apparently she just doesn't fulfill like his sole purpose.
What's
but
that?
They
to
really
find
like
other women?
Each other.
Oh, well, look, just get divorced.
Yeah.
You can still stay in touch.
They're worth too much money together. Rolling
You know what? It's true.
He's rolling around in other
women's beds.
Like, well, allegedly guess. Men as well.
Just doing heaps of rolling around.
After that quote.
way more whole chat than I was expecting, I'll have to say, when it came to him.
Lots of gardening work tomorrow. Happening around there.
Digging up stuff, getting out the shovel, the hoe.
He should not be making his partners fill the holes in the backyard. Like, that's so wrong of him.
Hire a gardener.
I'm going to get the audio.
Or a pool boy or something.
I know you want to pay for it. He will for that.
For that bit of gold, definitely.
Thank you, Jackson. Wow, we've learned a lot about Will Smith today. It's very interesting.
Sure. I thought I ever needed the Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Crevo.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
Novos.
Let's go.
Hey, 105 minutes commercial freeze kicking off at 9 o'clock after us. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
What's on the way?
A bit of Riri, who accidentally went live on Instagram yesterday and just stood there, blank face. She's like, what's going on?
Awkward. Did she look good at least?
She looked like she was on a cloud. Just up there in the sky. A bit of Nia, some say, as well. And how about this? Gaga,
yes.
Bradley Cooper.
This Shallow. Song's been gone for enough time now.
It's back. Remember it's when back it was like loving one it. Every second? Everyone was singing this.
Great, great song.
Great movie, actually.
You know, I've never watched it, Star is Born.
Neither have I.
I cried in A Star
Is Born.
That doesn't
surprise me, but you, on the other hand...
You're terrible gay.
Yeah.
Did you really, Jackson?
Yeah. Did you just say a terrible gay?
I went and watched it with my mum and we both cried in the and then in the car after.
There's one particular scene that I cried at and I can, Jackson, guess the scene.
When the dog, I don't
the
know.
The dog, just leave it at the dog.
The dog.
Yeah, the dog.
Well, you've ruined it, Meg. The dog died.
No, it doesn't actually.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
we're just leaving it at the dog because you haven't seen it yet.
Go watch it, Matthew. Watch it tonight and then FaceTime me when you cry. Cry together.
You just want to see him cry.
Oh, that's so dark.
That
Meg.
Is very dark.
Really on Meg, Jesus.
Good wow. movie, though.
Should we
Good
move
movie.
On? Are you ready?
Do we all want to cry?
Go somewhere a bit happy, hey?
Yeah, let's do that. Of course...
Such an emo. Do you know what I found it noticed about you? Sorry, Creamer.
That's all right. Let's,
you just
let's
have these, like...
Linger here for a minute.
You're a former emo girl back in your teens and 20s.
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't know it looking at you, but I sometimes see and hear these weird little, like, outbursts. A negative emo outburst.
I'm negative. Did you listen to the show at all yesterday with you, Mr. Negative?
Well, let's not get into this. Just
who's more negative?
I'm fine today. Sorry, Chris.
That's all right. I'm happy. I'm just vibing it out. Should we move on now?
Can we?
Yeah, cool.
All right.
You done?
So, obviously, yesterday, big day, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of the freedoms opened up again with the vaccination rate. One of these freedoms was school excursions are back. Now, obviously, probably not many between now and the end of the year, but what I sort of noticed, because I was like just looking at, oh, what school excursions are going, they haven't changed at all since I was in primary school.
So, give me an example.
Example. Canberra.
I didn't get to go to Canberra.
Canberra trip.
You must have missed it.
No, I think my school was just too small.
But my school had 40 kids in it. We went to Canberra.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Do you know another one is the old like trip to Bathurst where you gold pan for fool's gold? Like they're actually going to give you real gold.
Absurd,
I'm
right?
I'm feeling so left out.
We
right
did
now,
that
we
exact
that
same
either.
School. That exact same trip. And I was talking to my friends, family friends. They've got kids who are about 12 and they're like, The school trips are exactly the same. They haven't changed at all.
I love that. It's just set. They work, obviously.
Obviously, they work. But we've got to talk about some of these school trips because I feel like just every single one has been exactly the same since the invention of the excursion in Australia.
I've just been waiting for this, Meg. You might feel more at home now. Get some emo music cooking up for you.
They're swearing in this. Oh, I would turn it down.
Good idea.
Should we play swearing roulette?
I would turn it down now.
Meg knows the song very well.
The Novos.
School excursions right now, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. So they're back, obviously, from Monday. Yeah. A lot of parents are going, thank God, or the teachers, rather, they can do something different with the kids. It's really cool. But what I was amazed at is it seems like school excursions haven't changed at all in the history of school excursions. Because obviously the Canberra one is a classic that everyone gets to go along to.
Are we talking just primary school or high school included?
Oh, look, high school, but it's more primary school, these types of things. And I thought maybe they've at least switched it up with some different attractions. So I Googled school excursions New South Wales, jumped onto the Canberra one. It reads like the itinerary of the excursion I went on 20 whatever it was years ago.
20, right.
I can't remember. Look, first thing, Anzac Parade, then Australian Institute of Sport. I remember we went to that as well. You stand around, you look at a brand new gym, and then you move on. It's like we visited this for that.
Did you guys go to the Powerhouse Museum?
In Sydney.
In Sydney.
Yes, that was on the Sydney excursion.
Yeah, I did that as well.
Walk past the Opera House, don't actually go in it, and near the Harbour Bridge.
So I've just noticed a lot of these excursions, like to Canberra, all that kind of stuff, happened like year five, year six, correct?
That's right.
I switched schools.
So maybe you missed
them. I think I went to a different school that just didn't go anywhere.
So you went to what primary school?
I went to Fennel Bay Primary up until year five, and then I went to Argenton Primary near Glendale.
So talk us through some of the excursions you went on at those schools.
I can't really remember the ones from Fennel Bay.
Not memorable.
But the only one that I can even think of for Argenton was we went to the Special Olympics in Sydney.
Sydney trip, yep.
And we did Stockton.
Stockton.
We got to go on the ferry.
Isn't it funny? When you're a kid, it's the most exciting day of your life. But
looking back, you think, what were we actually doing?
Mm.
How ridiculous. The other big one is the Bathurst / Blue Mountains one.
Yeah.
You go to Jenolan Caves. They walk you through the one with all the lights on for 10 minutes. And then they take you to, that fake gold panning place, which is just outside of town. And I'm just Googling it now. Bathurst Goldfields. Heritage Park. That's just where they take you to a park for lunch.
I treasured my little, they give you sort of a little pea jar.
So did I.
A little tiny pea jar.
Sample jar.
And it's just half filled with water, and you've got I can only compare to one little flick of glitter.
Yeah.
Gold glitter.
I wouldn't be surprised if they literally got a bag
pour
of gold.
Some in before.
Gold glitter. Oh, the kids are coming. Yeah, have you done the glitter run? Yeah, done. They just throw it in a big pile of, and kids just, they get involved and, sit there with their little pans thinking they've struck it rich.
Now, you guys went to school in what, Sydney and
Central
Coast?
Central Coast,
yeah. Old Sydney Town, was that on the itinerary as well?
Didn't get to go in my year.
No.
I think another year did.
So it was always Reptile Park and Old Sydney Town.
No, see, I went to this, it's called the Fairfield Museum, and they have on site, they've built a replica 1800s house. So you go in and everything's as if
oldie
it was in
timey.
1804. Yeah. You dress up in the old-timey clothes.
The Aldi version of Old Sydney Town is what I'm trying to
pretty much, yeah.
Basically. It's just so ridiculous that these things are so interesting and entertaining to a kid of that age. But even then, we were from the Central Coast going to Sydney. It's down the road. That's not an excursion.
They charge you $10 each.
What a ripoff.
Hey, guys, there is a trend moving forward on Instagram right now about pets on your Instagram story.
I'm so sick of
seeing this. Now, I haven't done it. Have any of you guys
done
it? No.
Apparently, trees are being planted.
So, apparently, yeah, you're right. We'll plant one tree for one pet photo. Who's planting the trees?
We're going to find out next who is actually planting these trees.
Oh, good.